Oh, God.
On 1340 WKGN.
Everything's fine in moderation, even inbreeding. You just don't want too much. It's like cauliflower. A little bit's good for you. I can bang my cousin, but my kid can't bang his cousin.
All right, you got any more headlines? Hour three, kicking off in the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour three is brought to you by MyBookie.ag. Use the promo code Knoxville if you make a deposit. And you want to get in on some actions, you bet, you win, you get paid. Get that money, get money. Adam Schefter calls Patrick Mahomes' results on his MRI the best result possible. So I guess we're looking at 3-4 games he will miss, depending on how they treat the bye week. Hour three headlines. Cody Mack truck barreling down the highway towards the headlines. Oh, they're about to crash. Oh, the carnage. It's like J.D. McDuffie, who also died in NASCAR on the track. Shout out to John Monroe for putting that in.
Show some respect.
It's been 25 years,
for
bro.
For God's sake, J.D. You're
the one making fun of Dale Earnhardt.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Mississippi State head coach Joe Moorhead.
Every time you go to Wikipedia these days, they're asking for money. Guys, I've already given you some. You've got all the money out of me you're getting.
What'd you give them, $2?
$3. I'll give them some more.
It's time for you to – it's your yearly. You should do this once a year.
It's time.
Give them $2 or $3 a year. Mississippi State head coach Joe Moorhead has emerged as Rutgers' top target, according to NBC Sports. It's not often an SEC head coach is connected to a gig like Rutgers, but the Scarlet Knights coaching search could result in a win-win for everybody. If a report is to be believed out of New Jersey, according to NJ.com, Moorhead emerges as the top candidate. That's from persons with, quote, knowledge of the decision-making process. Apparently, Joe Moorhead wants out of Starkville after losing to Tennessee. That's what happens to a program when they lose to Tennessee. You lose to Tennessee and everything goes to hell. All of a sudden, they want you fired. It's never going to work out. Things get really toxic when you lose to the Vols. He's a Northeastern guy, though, so.
Yeah, his buyout's not much, I don't think. I think it's only like $2 million, so.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. Do you go? Do you leave? Do you leave
Rutgers?
Mississippi State? If you know you're going to get – like, he's going to get fired there. It'll either be next year or the year after that, but he's going to get fired. Do you take this job right now, Rutgers? Is Rutgers not the worst Power 5 job?
I would imagine it would be the most difficult.
Either that or Kansas, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, if you really expect to win, I guess the only benefit with Rutgers is, like, if you could, you know, pay illegal benefits and things like that, there are at least players close by to you.
Hey, you get yourself a Jarrett Garantano.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But I just, you know, unless you're offering benefits, like if you're offering up a Mercedes or something like that, you got some good boosters. I mean, I don't know how you get anybody to go to Rutgers. I think it'd be a tough job.
Tweeter writes in asking if we think that Butch is getting passed over on this because, I mean, the early idea was that, you know, they wanted Chiano and or Butch, or I guess Chiano or Butch.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted both of them, but just one at a time, obviously. Would you rather have Joe Moorhead, Chiano, or Butch?
I'd rather have Butch out of those three.
I think I would, too.
Out of those three, yeah.
I think I would rather have Butch. We didn't discuss the comments from Nick Saban about how Butch passed up all these jobs to stay at Alabama and make his $35,000 a year and screw us out of our buyout money.
Uh-huh.
We didn't talk about that. Hire Butch Jones, Rutgers. Hire him. He's a good man. He'd do a good job. He'd recruit well, and you'd get a former number one dual-threat quarterback in the country right from your backyard.
Yes, you would, which could help you win in year one.
It's true.
1 to 2 games. The Braves' Freddie Freeman has undergone elbow surgery after playing through an injury.
What?
He has undergone elbow surgery. Did I say elbow? elbow surgery.
I heard undergoed. That's what
undergoed. The Braves' Freddie Freeman has undergone elbow surgery after playing through the injury in the MLB playoffs for, you know, a couple games before they gave up all those runs. Freeman struggled mightily in the NLDS against the Cards, but he didn't make any excuses. He's having his elbow operated on. Arthroscopic right elbow surgery for Freddie Freeman.
I mean, if he was hurt, I get, everyone knew he was hurt. If he was hurt badly, he shouldn't have played in the playoffs. This isn't an excuse for him going full James Harden in the playoffs and costing the Braves that series. If he gets healthy, he'll go back to hitting close to 300 and 35 bombs and 115 RBI, and he'll be great. But when you choke in the playoffs, that's what you're going to be known as.
Mm-hmm. The Astros took down the Yankees again last night to take a 3-1 series lead. They will go to – they'll stay in New York. They'll play tonight, Game 5, Houston with a chance to close out the series in the NLC – or the ALCS. 7 o'clock tonight on FS1, it's Verlander versus Paxton.
Could be over for the Yankees.
Could be. Game 6 is tomorrow if necessary.
If you win this game, maybe you flip the pressure a little bit. But, I mean, they got Garrett Cole going Game 6. It feels like it's over. Did you watch any of that Yankees game? I assume you did not.
I had it on the TV. I saw a little bit.
It didn't matter, but that 8th inning was brutal. Like, they forgot how to play defense for an inning, and it cost them a run. And, like I said, it didn't really matter. But for a while, the Yankees just couldn't hit with runners in scoring position. They end up losing 8-3. Yeah, I watched the 8th inning. That's all I watched. But I was just like, man, the Yankees are just booting the ball around.
Yeah, just apparently really apparently Sabathia's done as well.
Yeah, he got injured. He came in and was trying to work them out of a jam and got injured, and he had to be pulled. Did they say what the injury was? It looked like his oblique or his
I don't know. They said it says CC's career is likely over, though. So, I mean, which obviously he's been around for a long time, but with the injury, he's off the Yankees ALCS roster. His 19-year MLB career likely is over. So.
Okay.
Essentially, it's a dislocated shoulder. The proper name is a left shoulder subluxation. That's your medical term.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, that's a dislocated shoulder.
Apparently the damn Blitz guys left this fourth mic on the whole time.
Here's your doctor report.
Has our show sounded weird all the whole time?
Surely somebody would have told us by now, wouldn't they?
Bear just told me at 2:08. I know people are listening. I mean, people are interacting with the show. Was there like a weird echo and no one told us?
I don't know. Can they not do
I'm
anything?
I'm so sick of these Blitz guys.
Can they not do anything? The vents closed. Naturally, the vents closed.
The vents closed. I left the mic on. I'll give them a little bit of a pass on the mic because Weston was sitting there today. Usually it's Chance, and Chance knows how to take care of it, so Chance always turns it off. So I'll give him a little bit of a pass. But
leave the mic on for a guy addicted to Filet-O-Fish sandwiches.
I don't know what the hell that guy's doing. I love Weston, but...
It's his birthday, by the way, so happy birthday.
Happy birthday to him, so I'm not going to crush him on his birthday.
And the guy smells like tartar sauce.
He came in with five Filet-O-Fish. He went and bought them right at 10:30. Which I can only imagine what was going through the McDonald's workers' mind whenever they saw this guy roll up.
He tried to give me one.
At 10:31 and said, can I please get 5 Filet-O-Fish? I can only imagine what was going through their mind.
He seems like a nice guy.
I bet they're not even used to ever putting on a Filet-O-Fish till maybe one
they're
at
like,
the earliest.
They're like, what? You want a what?
It's 10:30. You want 5 Filet-O-Fish?
Right, that's what
they don't even get the fish maker going until whatever they cook those on.
Yeah. Like, yeah, we got a whole bunch of leftover Filet-O-Fish from midnight last night when no one ordered any. So like, we'll check.
That's probably the one they cooked the order because nobody orders
it. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You ever have the Filet-O-Fish?
No. No, and I will never have the Filet-O-Fish.
They're pretty gross. They put the cheese on it. I don't.
I'm about to throw up just thinking.
I don't like the bun.
Nothing made me happier. I'm not gonna lie. It's been a long time since I've been as proud of you, and you've made me as happy as when you came in, and Weston said, "Cody, I got you a Filet-O-Fish," and you just looked at him and said, "No thanks," because I was dreading watching you come in here, open that, me have to smell it, and watch you eat an hour and a half old fillet of fish. I was going to be disgusted and probably throw up. Mm-hmm. And you just looked at him and said, no thanks, and kept moving.
Nah,
I said,
I'm good.
Yeah. He said, no, I'm good, man. And just completely just kept walking, and I haven't been as happy.
I told him happy birthday.
We told him happy birthday. Yeah. So I'm not going to be too hard on Weston, but that damn microphone. Either way, you got any more headlines?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't really need don't have time for them unless it's really good.
Do you want to know about the greatest broadcasters ever?
Nope.
ESPN?
Nope.
Okay, all right.
Keith Jackson, number one, whatever. He sucks.
Then Brent Musburger.
He tried to steal.
Larry Munson.
He tried to steal.
Whoa,
John,
whoa, whoa.
He tried to steal John Ward's moment.
Oh, well,
Keith Jackson
did
go to
that.
Hell.
He did do that.
Keith Jackson can go to hell.
I did like him talking about the big uglies, though. The big uglies.
Oh, Nelly.
Oh, Nelly.
It was cool, but he tried to steal,
he tried to steal
John Ward's moment, and he can go to hell.
Well, yeah, he kind
of
did.
We will come back. We'll power rank the college football games of the weekend, while also giving you a little turn and left preview. Stick with us. This is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Yeah.
My name is... All right. Miss Q by Cam. We're doing power rankings, Cam. Power rankings. We're getting ready to power rank the college football game of the weekend. Do want to remind you, though, that we will be at Elkmont Exchange for the Alabama game. I'll get there about 8 o'clock. Come by, have a beer, hang out with us. If you leave at halftime, you leave at halftime. But let's celebrate at least last week's win. Eat some food. Have some dinner. They have cocktails, too, if you don't like beer. Come on, hang out. All right, let's power rank the college football games of the weekend, starting right...
I've got the power!
Power lies on them.
Rankings.
Go, go, power.
Rankings.
Go, go, power.
Rankings.
I need more big power.
Rankings. Rankings. All right, let's do a little power ranking. Cody, give me your top five college football games of the weekend.
All right, number five, I'm going to go with Auburn at Arkansas. Starting the day off, early game. It's a noon game. Now,
Disgusting. Listen,
I know Arkansas is awful, but Auburn's got a big game next week against LSU. Arkansas's got nothing to lose. You got the old Gus Malzahn tie
nothing
here.
Nothing to lose but their respect.
You got the Gus Malzahn tie here. I think this is going to be a close game. Auburn going on the road. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a close game. There's going to be some intrigue in this game. I'm just telling you. It's going to be close. It's going to be close. Closer than the experts think.
Closer than the experts
Look, I could have gone Temple at SMU number five, but I got to be honest with myself. Even though that's going to be a good game,
I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah. I'm not going to watch Temple and SMU.
I appreciate the honesty.
Number four, I'm going Arizona State at Utah. Game between ranked teams in the Pac-12. Couple of big Pac-12 games this weekend. Herm Edwards, Kyle Whittingham game in Utah. Should be a good one. Should be a good Pac-12 game. Number three, I go with Oregon at Washington. I think that's the better Pac-12 game. That's the higher profile Pac-12 game. Now, I'm still intrigued in the Pac-12. None of these teams really have a chance to do anything. But that's your 3:30 ABC matchup. That's probably going to be your best 3:30 game. So we'll get a national audience for Oregon at Washington, Herbert, you know, Chris Peterson, both ranked. We'll see what happens. Number two, I'm going Florida at South Carolina. A lot of intrigue here. Florida needs a win coming off of a tough loss, their first loss to LSU in Death Valley. South Carolina coming off of a very emotional win on the road at Georgia. And I think the natural progression that people are thinking as well, Florida needs a win here. South Carolina on an emotional high. Florida should win the game. But I think it's going to be a tricky game. They're going to Columbia. I think it'll be a good game. Apparently there's a ton of injuries on both teams for this game, based on reports I've heard this week. So this is going to be one of those kind of weird games. On the schedule, and it fits in a weird spot. And we play South Carolina next week, so I want to see how they look. So this is my number two.
What's your number one?
Michigan at Penn State. My number one game in the nightcap, the ABC primetime game. Wolverines go on the road against the Nittany Lions of Penn State. Penn State still undefeated. Michigan still has a chance to make noise there. But the top of the Big Ten is interesting. It has been the last few years. I think that this should be a decent game. I mean, Harbaugh needs this one for his for some respect. He's lost a lot of respect.
Number five for me, Arizona State at Utah. Number four for me, Florida at South Carolina. I want to see how South Carolina looks coming off of a win and how can they handle that. And again, kind of scout next week's opponent. Was last week a fluke or are they actually good? Kind of feel like Florida's going to kill them. Kind of feel like Florida's going to blow them out, but we'll see. Number three for me, Oregon at Washington. People are souring on Justin Herbert. Some NFL executives said this is the guy who's going to get a lot of people fired. If you draft him, you will get fired.
Mm.
So people are souring on Justin Herbert. See how he looks. Feels like it's been a while since Chris Peterson's won a big game at Washington. Feels like they've been kind of losing these.
They're really good at home, though.
Yeah, but I mean, it feels like to me, like he's kind of played himself out of tier two as a head coach. We'll see how he does against Oregon. Number two, you didn't have this one. This is where we differ. Baylor at Oklahoma State. I found myself rooting for Baylor. I really like Matt Rhule. I think what he's done at Baylor, you make that face, that's fine, but like what he's done at Baylor, it's kind of cool. Took them from basically the death penalty to having them ranked at 18 in the country, 6-0. That's kind of crazy, right, that they're 6-0. They go on the road at Oklahoma State. Can they keep it rolling?
Is Oklahoma State good this year?
I think they're the typical Oklahoma State. 4-2, score a bunch of points. Not going to win anything. Just kind of be who you are. Get to 9-3 or 8-4. Like, that's just what Oklahoma State is.
They used to be better than that.
Seems like their quarterback play hasn't been near as good. Six games, only 1,300 yards from their quarterback. 10 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. Doesn't seem like they're very good. Baylor, can they go on the road and get a win? And number one, Michigan at Penn State. The battle of the coaches that are maybe overrated but still really good. I think both these coaches are overrated, but I think they're both really good.
Who's that?
Michigan and Penn State.
Harbaugh, that's your number one,
Franklin.
Too.
Yeah.
That's a big game for Harbaugh.
It's a big game for Franklin, too.
Yeah. I mean, Franklin's undefeated, though. He could probably afford a loss.
A home loss to Michigan? A one-dimensional Michigan team? That was one of the low points of my fandom right here, this game they're showing, where the Patriots beat the Titans 59-0.
What are these uniforms?
Throwbacks. All right, let's go turn left. Hurry, turn left. We're running out of time. Turn left. West Hills Tractor. Let's turn.
I want you to go back out on that track and hit the pace car.
Hit the pace car?
Hit the pace car!
What for?
Because you hit every other damn thing out there, I want you to be perfect.
Bring it on, Earhart. You scared of competition? I'm just as poor and stupid as you. I'm going to drive, and I'm going to go fast, and I'm going to turn to the left again.
Can we just get back to the subject of racing, please?
Hell, bring it on, Danica.
Son of a bitch just slammed into me!
No, he didn't slam into you, he didn't bump you, he didn't nudge you, he rubbed you. And rubbing, son, is racing.
Dude, check it out, Kenny! My very own NASCAR! Aw, cool, huh, Kenny? Beep, beep!
There's only one good thing about coming to these races, the vibrations from the cars. Oh, I love this car! This car! Oh.
Vroom, 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 I love NASCAR.
All right, so we are at a Kansas Speedway this week. Last game of this round, or last race of this round before they cut the field to 8 teams. You know, classic intermediate oval here at Kansas, so lots of drivers good at this track, good at these types of tracks. Chase Elliott is the defending champion here. And he would actually need a big week because he is 22 points behind the cut line at the moment. He's sitting at the 10 spot. And so, yeah, they're cutting it to 8 after this race, so he could use a big one. So could Clint Bowyer. This is his home track, actually, but he's 24 points points below the cut line, so he could also use a big week here to try and get back into that top eight. Favorites are Truex, then Harvick, Elliott and Busch are tied for third, and then Keselowski at
faster.
Fourth. It's a big race. Yeah, we're about to go to 8. So the people that are above the cut line, Larson's at 1, Blaney's at 2, Hamlin's at 3, Truex at 4, Busch at 5, Harvick at 6, Keselowski at 7, Logano at 8. Larson and Blaney are already through because they have wins.
Oh, wait, so there are 7 and 8 on the chopping block.
Yeah, Keselowski and Logano are close.
Those are two guys you know, too, so they got to get up to 6. How far away are they from 6, do you know, on points-wise?
From 6, I'm not sure.
Okay, because they need to get in the top 6, right? Because the other two guys have automatically qualified.
No, so they're still in the top 8. Like, they're in the top 8 right now. There's 6 spots left. But
so you have to be in the top 6 after this to get through, is what I'm saying, because the other two guys have already got automatic bids, right, since they won?
Yeah,
so now it'll just be the top 6 in points go with them to make it 8, right?
Pretty much.
So Keselowski and Logano are on the chopping block, right? They're on the outside
looking
in. They're
above the cut line right now.
But I thought you said they're in 7th and 8th.
They are in 7th. Yeah, total. Like, if you include the people that are automatically in.
So they put those two guys automatically in plus 8?
But they, like, no, there's 6 behind them.
Right. So wouldn't they be 7 and 8, like, on the outside looking in? Wouldn't it just be the top 6?
No, 9 and 10 are the outside looking in. Because they still, like, list them in the standings.
Oh, so the two people who have already qualified are in the top 6.
They're still listed. Yeah, they're winning the
standings.
Where
are they?
Right
other than okay.
Yeah,
that's so, my bad.
Yeah,
that's
so
my bad.
So, yeah, Logano and Keselowski are right at the edge. But Bowman, Chase Elliott, Clint Bowyer, and William Byron are the ones that are
gotcha.
Below the line
gotcha,
now.
Gotcha,
and,
gotcha.
So, my picks for this week, I think Keselowski will get it done. I got Keselowski winning.
Clutch.
Followed by Truex, Elliott,
I've always
Harvick,
called Keselowski
and Eric
trust.
Jones.
Clutch. I've always said that.
He's been good at this track, too, so...
Put all your money on Keselowski.
But, yeah, that's what I got this week. And, yeah, after this, we'll have the field cut to 8, and it'll get even more exciting.
NFL preview coming up next. All right, let's go into our NFL preview. I want to remind you, if you are wanting to wager this weekend, my bookie. Promo code Knoxville. We will use my bookies point spreads when referencing these games. Obviously, last night you had the Chiefs and Broncos play. The four teams on a bye this week. Browns, Steelers, Bucks, and Panthers. So those 6 teams will not be included in this preview. First game, Rams-Falcons. Cam, feels like it is do or die for your Falcons. Feels like it's probably do or die for Dan Quinn, correct?
Yeah, this is a huge game. We're at home. Rams have been struggling. Yeah, this is a must-win for him if he wants to keep his job. Absolutely.
Can't afford another bad defensive performance, right?
Yeah, they were talking about Deion Jones looked really good at practice this week. Trufant's out with a injury again, so they're missing their top corner, which doesn't bode well for that pass defense that has been struggling.
Feels promising that the Falcons are only 3-point underdogs.
Yeah.
The underdogs have been really good so far this year, so if you've been playing underdogs all year, you've made a bunch of money.
ESPN, FBI said, favorites the Falcons for some reason, but...
Over under 55 seems low. Like, I feel like I'm just taking every over in every Falcons game.
Absolutely.
Texans at Colts, big AFC matchup, AFC South matchup. Colts, 1-point favorites. Colts coming off of a bye. Marlon Mack banged up. Looks like T.Y. Hilton's going to play. Cody, Texans or Colts? Who you got?
Texans.
Texans?
Give me the Texans.
Any reason why?
I like the Texans.
You like the Texans.
To win this game, I think Deshaun Watson is the best quarterback.
Deshaun Watson.
He's the best quarterback in the league right now besides Russell Wilson.
Okay.
And I think that they will go into Indianapolis and they will score more points than the Colts do.
T.Y. Hilton has been really, really good the last couple of times he's played this Texans secondary. He looks healthy enough to play. Could be a big weekend for him. It's a big matchup in the AFC South. I guess I got to root for the Colts because I don't want the Texans to get out to 5-2 because I'm still haven't given up hope for the Titans just yet. I'm getting close. Just not yet.
One more week.
With Mahomes being out, that Chiefs game looks winnable. We win this weekend. We play the Bucks. We could be looking at 5-4. I'm not giving up yet.
Tannehill, the guy. I mean, maybe.
I mean, between before we play the Chiefs, we'll play, I guess, at Carolina. That's also winnable. Like, Titans, I've looked, and I'm like, ah, I can see a path to 6-4 heading into the bye week. So I haven't given up yet. We'll see how Tannehill looks. I haven't given up, okay? Let me have some hope.
All right.
Let me hope.
I am.
Dolphins, Bills. Bills, 17-point favorites. I expect a beatdown in this game. Although, if Ryan Fitzpatrick starting, it becomes a little bit more interesting because that offense did look better with him than it did Josh Rosen. I like Josh Allen, and we'll see what Devin Singletary looks like this week getting back on the field. He's had one good week of running the ball, and then he's been hurt since, so we'll see how he looks against the Dolphins defense that should give it up pretty easily. Number two. I don't know what number one would be. I don't know why I said that. Vikings at Lions. Another. This is the second big division matchup we talked about. That's what I'll go with. The number two big division matchup that we'll talk about. Vikings going on the road to Detroit. Vikings, 2-point favorites. Lions coming off of a short week. This is a game where Kirk Cousins throws a bunch of interceptions, right? Can I go on record and say that? Like, take the Lions, +2, Lions are winning this week.
Yeah, that would seem to be right up Kirk Cousins' alley to have a huge game and, crap the bed here.
Please put me on record in saying that the Vikings crash back down to earth. Take the Detroit Lions. Darius Slay, Justin Coleman will bother Kirk Cousins. This is going to be a 2 or 3 interception game for Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, it's hard to see Kirk Cousins not throwing a couple picks against that secondary.
Please put it down. Must-win game for Jacksonville as they head to Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's an awful game.
Terrible game.
Terrible game.
Life without Jalen Ramsey now begins.
Maybe the worst game on the schedule.
Jaguars only 4-point favorites heading into Cincinnati, which seems kind of crazy.
I can't watch the Bengals play.
Their offensive line is trash. Their offensive line is no good, very bad.
It's something about those black stripes on that orange. I cannot watch them play.
I kind of like their jerseys, to be honest.
I do not care for that.
And then another game that's kind of a throwaway, the 49ers going to Washington. I expect the 49ers to keep rolling. The 49ers are 10-point favorites currently. I'd be surprised if they let the Redskins hang around. The 49ers are one of those teams, in my opinion, that you don't mind betting big spreads on because they're not a team that's going to give up a garbage time touchdown, and they're a team that can run the ball well. If I had Tevin Coleman, I'm putting him in my starting lineup in fantasy. Quite frankly, if I have Matt Breida, probably also putting him in the flex or RB2 situation. I think both these running backs are going to eat this week. I'd be surprised if the 49ers came out of this game with less than like 180 yards on the ground. I think they're just going to run it down their throats.
And feel good about them covering 10.
I lean that way. Yeah, I think this is a game where the 49ers get up and, get up and win by 2 touchdowns or more. Yeah, I think that they get up early and then just squeeze Case Keenum. I'm benching McLaurin. If I have him in fantasy, I'm not starting any Redskins on offense. I would start my 49ers, though. Last 1 o'clock game we haven't talked about, Cardinals at Giants. Kyler Murray versus Daniel Jones. Saquon Barkley looks like he's back, full practice. David Johnson, however, was...
He's going to go?
Okay.
Yeah, they announced Ingram and Barkley will play.
But what about David Johnson? Have we an update on him?
I haven't seen anything, but I'll look.
Yeah, I was going to say, because David Johnson didn't practice yesterday, so I'd be a little worried if I had him in fantasy. But we saw the same thing with Alvin Kamara last week, and then he actually did play on Sunday. So maybe Johnson gives it a go. But Saquon's back. Evan Ingram.
Big game for Barkley. 30 fantasy points for Barkley this week.
I wouldn't be surprised if he did. Yeah, I would start all my running backs against Arizona. I feel good about them. And
he's going to run all over them.
Saquon should be ready to eat. Feels like the Giants -3 would be the play here. Like the Giants having their whole offense except Sterling Shepard be healthy.
First
you
time
kinda swap out Shepard. You kind of swap out Sterling Shepard and Golden Tate. Tate's back, Shepard's gone. So I would think the Giants could score points here.
First time we get to see him against or with Daniel Jones and Saquon together with the whole thing.
Two young quarterbacks that drafted this year. Two rookies, Kyler Murray, Daniel Jones. I think that'll be a fun game.
Yeah. Did we talk about Oakland and Green Bay?
No, sorry, I didn't see that. Maybe it's just not listed right now in my bookie. Oakland, Green Bay. Yeah, I guess there's no point spread for that currently as they wait on Devontae Adams, but Devontae Adams has been rolled out already, right? So I don't know why there's not a spread up on my bookie right now. Oakland, Green Bay, this is a pretty good opportunity for Oakland off a bye week, playing the Packers off a short week. No Davante Adams. No Valdez Scantling, right?
They're both in – him and Allison are both in concussion protocol.
So they could be without Davante Adams, all three. Geronimo Allison, and Valdez Scantling.
And I think Jimmy Graham had something going on.
Jimmy Graham's banged up,
Jimmy
too.
Graham sucks. I'm not worried about that. Put Mercedes Lewis in. You won't miss anything. I'm riding with Alan Lazard. Alan Lazard, I'm riding with him in fantasy this week. Alan Lazard is going to score two touchdowns against you this weekend, Cersei Lannister's army.
I picked him up in another league, so hopefully he does something. Well, I don't know. I don't know if I'd rather lose to you or I don't want to lose to you.
Yeah.
I'm not picking him up in the other league. I'm not starting him. What's his name? Adam?
Alan.
Alan Lazard.
He's the one who had that really nice touchdown catch. He had a good fourth quarter for the Packers against the Lions when they had to have it. So I would imagine this will be a similar game to what you saw at the Cowboys. Not in the score. Like, I don't think Green Bay will be able to get up a huge lead, but Green Bay tried to control the ground, run the ball a lot. Could be a big Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams game.
Oh, it's going to be a big Aaron Jones game.
Maybe. They went away from him and played a lot of Jamal Williams.
Update on David Johnson. The only thing I've seen is he was limited at practice recently. But, yeah.
Okay, so they're still kind of expected to go.
Yeah, so I guess he'll go, but okay. I haven't seen the official word yet.
Cool. Get to the 4 o'clock windows, but before we do, what do we think the best 1 o'clock game is? Vikings-Lions? Is that the best 1 o'clock window? Yeah. Texans-Colts?
Texans-Colts.
I think Cardinals-Giants will be entertaining, just seeing those young quarterbacks and seeing Saquon Barkley back, but... Yeah, I'll go with Texans, Colts, and Vikings, Lions. I want to see both those games.
Yeah, not the best 1 o'clock window we've seen.
No, it's not. No, it's not. That's what happens.
I'm interested in Rams, Falcons too.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun to watch if you can stomach that defense.
Yeah.
Rams need a really good performance, but Falcons got to win.
Yeah, they too. They both.
I guess
we'll
get to see Jalen Ramsey, so that will be exciting. Like seeing what Jalen Ramsey brings to that defense. Maybe
Ramsey.
Julio gonna smoke him.
Maybe we'll see Ramsey versus Julio. That'll be a fun matchup.
Yeah, always is.
Get to the 4 o'clock window. Titans, Chargers, go Chargers. Who you got? Who you got?
I'll go with the Chargers.
Idiot. Cam, who you got?
I'm taking the Titans.
Tighten up.
Yeah, I'm going with
Tannehill's going to get it done.
Man, I feel good about watching Tannehill this weekend. That's where I'm at in my sports fandom. I'm looking for Ryan Tannehill to come and save me.
I mean, it should be. So far against that particular division, the Titans.
Trill, by the way,
the Titans have scored 0 points this year against the AFC West. So, you know, not a good look in the division so far. Maybe they'll have a better look this week against the Chargers. I'm going Chargers. Chargers need this.
I do think the Titans have kind of dealt with the same issues that the Chargers had, right? Of like letting big fan bases come in and, you know, kind of make it feel like a neutral game. The Chargers don't have that fan base, so I feel like you might have a little bit more excitement.
It'll be like 13,000 people there.
It might be a sparse crowd, but we'll see. Maybe people will be energized by the idea of Ryan Tannehill coming out to play. I do think the offense will look better. I do think you'll have, this might, if you need a streaming option, if you need a daily fantasy option, like I do kind of think A.J. Brown has a big game. The Chargers don't do well against run after the catch. Receivers who can run well after the catch have had good games against the Chargers. A.J. Brown runs well after the catch. And also, I do think you'll have a boost to the passing game from Ryan Tannehill. So,
man,
something to keep an eye on.
How many
big game from Corey Davis, I think. Yeah. Tannehill seemed to really like him at the end of that game last week.
Yeah, he threw it to him a couple times on the sideline. Same as A.J. Brown. I don't know if you were watching the game, Cam. A.J. Brown had a big 40-yard catch that got called back to a penalty. So, like, there was a boost to the wide receiver. So, I do think the Titans' offense will look better. I do think you'll have some opportunities for Derrick Henry around the goal line to score, and I do think the receivers will finally get the ball thrown to them.
Now, I still don't understand this 4 o'clock thing. Am I going to have to watch that garbage instead of the Saints and Bears?
Yes. And
but America's game of the week is Saints-Bears.
Oh, no. So, sorry. Hold on. Let me rephrase. No. It might not be, though. You might have to watch Baltimore-Seattle. I don't know. Which one's America's game of the week, Saints or Bears?
Okay. I saw it's America's game of the week.
So that'll be on Fox. The bad news is you will not get a 1 o'clock CBS game is how I imagine that breaks down.
But there's not a lot going on. I would like
to watch the Texans versus the
I'll send you some links to watch stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I got my red zone thing, so that should be fun.
Yeah, usually when the Titans play in the 4 o'clock window right here, especially when it's 4:05, they will probably not give you a 1 o'clock CBS game and then start at 4:05 to watch the Titans. So
you'll
get a Fox game, which will probably be Vikings-Lions or maybe Falcons-Rams.
Yeah,
and then they'll throw on the doubleheader. You'll still get America's game of the weekend.
That's cool. Thank God I don't have to watch the Titans.
Big game for the Titans. I hope they win. It's a really low over-under, though, so they're not giving a lot of respect. Over-under is 40.5. They're not expecting a lot of points to be scored. I think the Titans' offense is going to look a lot better.
Wonder how many Chargers fans will be there.
I would imagine not many.
Like 5, 10?
No, like
7.
7, yeah.
Shouldn't be many.
17, maybe.
It's not going to be a lot.
Ravens, Seahawks. This is a big game, I think, for both teams. Ravens, maybe not under a lot of pressure in the AFC North, but the Seahawks are in the NFC West. If they want to keep pace with the Redskins, Seahawks, only 3-point favorites. Baltimore's defense isn't good enough to come in and keep up with Seattle's offense, I don't think.
No.
I don't think. I would imagine the Seahawks win this game by at least a field goal. That would be one of my favorite plays of the weekend, Seahawks covering the 3.
Yeah, I like that too.
Bears coming off of a bye, 3.5-point favorites over the Saints, America's game of the weekend. Why are you pumping your fist? You're not a Bears fan.
This is where the Bears.
You're not a Bears
this
fan.
This is where the Saints.
You can't jump off the Rams when they're 3-3. You are riding with.
I like watching the Bears, and I like watching the Rams. I'll be watching both teams.
Oh, wow, now he's back to being neutral.
I like
I'm
watching them both.
I love both. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I like watching them both.
Bears 3.5-point favorites. Is Trubisky playing this game? Do they know?
Yes, he's playing.
Trubisky's playing, so half of a bye week against the Saints team. That has been good defensively, but can their offense score points against the Bears' defense coming off of a bye? That'll be the question.
Yeah, this could be really low scoring.
Over under 38 on my book.
Hammer that under. Hammer the under.
Yeah.
This is where this game is where the Rams will slip up. This is it right here.
Excuse me? The Saints?
Or not the Rams, the Saints. Yeah. This is where the Saints are going down.
Feels like a 17-6, 16-7 type of game. Feels like a low scoring. I would probably take the Bears and the under.
I think that's a good play.
Sunday night, America's game of the week in terms of, at least on NBC, Eagles on the road, Cowboys. Cowboys 2.5-point favorites. Big division game, Carson Wentz versus Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott, look, man, this is it. Like, you have to have a big game here. The Eagles secondary stinks. Look what the Eagles secondary just allowed Kirk Cousins to do. Cowboys have to win this game with their upcoming schedule. They're favored by 2.5. Cowboys have to win this game. I would play the Cowboys minus 2.5.
Has Dallas been on the road? Seems like all these games for Dallas are at home.
They played the Redskins on the road, the Saints on the road, and the Jets. Yeah, they've been on the road. Their big games have all seemed to be at home, though, like the Packers.
I guess it's just the Packers, the Giants, and the Dolphins are at home.
Yeah, they've been on the road. They haven't had like a loaded schedule. But
split evenly.
It's good that they get a chance this week against the Eagles. They need a win. It's a good thing they're at home and not on the road. Although in this series, the road team and the underdog has fared pretty well recently.
Imagine losing to the Jets.
Sam Darnold, man. Sam Darnold. He'll get a shot at the versus the Patriots at home on Monday Night Football. Not a great week for the NFL, but still get some key matchups. I'm looking forward to that Eagles-Cowboys game. Hopefully see Zeke Elliott run all over that defense. And Cowboys need a good offensive performance.
Doug Peterson guaranteed a win earlier in the week.
He did. Back it up, Doug. Let's see what you got. All right, that was our NFL preview. We'll hit last call. We'll pump the brakes. We'll keep rolling. Stick with us. Last call is brought to you by our friends at Volunteer Vodka, award-winning vodka distilled in the hills of Tennessee, Bristol, to be exact. Stop by and pick you up a bottle and enjoy it. It's smooth. Drink it straight. Mix it with a little Sprite. That's what I do. We love Volunteer Vodka. They love us. Let's pump the brakes or keep rolling. Cody Mack, you want to go first or would you like to go second?
Second today.
You want to go second today?
I'll have to go second today.
Is there
today.
A particular reason you want to go second
yep,
today?
Yeah, I'll need to go second today.
Is there a particular reason?
Uh-huh.
What is it?
I don't have my story ready.
That's a shame.
You got a good one?
No, I don't.
Hey, yeah, yeah, there's a well, slow news day, huh?
Let's see.
There's a penis-shaped subtropical storm.
I'll go with got something from Florida, man. Kind of living the dream. Now give it to me. I'm interested to click on this link and see how this plays out. But the headline, Cody, is Florida man has been eating nothing almost nothing but mac and cheese for 17 years.
Sounds like Rick.
He's not in bad shape. I mean, I don't know if he's like what I would consider good shape, but he looks healthy enough to me. He likes it straight out of the pot, watching YouTube videos in front of his computer.
That sounds exactly like Rick. Is that Rick?
Sometimes it's Kraft Deluxe, maybe a little four cheese on occasions, or Annie's. Bob Evans is pretty good too. Man, to continue reading, I have to subscribe to the Tampa Bay Times. But I see a picture of this guy. He looks like he's in decent shape. Just watching YouTube videos and eating mac and cheese. Kind of living the dream.
Key to long life right there.
I do love mac and cheese, man.
It's hard to go wrong with a good mac and cheese. What
are
you?
There are a couple. I hate Dead End Barbecue's mac and cheese, and I hate Dead End Barbecue because of it. Their mac and cheese.
Is it trash?
I think it's trash.
I've never had it. I think
it's garbage.
Hmm.
I want no part of it just because.
There's a lot of better barbecue options around anyway.
Love sweet peas barbecues.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese. We love it.
It is. It really is.
It's really
incredible.
Hard. I love just the Kraft mac and cheese. I love mac and cheese. My girlfriend won't fix me mac and cheese because it says it's bad for me. But I need to show her this guy and say, this guy looks fun.
Shells and cheese.
I'm more of a noodles guy.
Okay.
My mom used to make mac and cheese
real macaroni.
For me every night, every meal, basically.
Is it the box kind or the homemade kind?
The box kind's fine with me. I like the homemade kind too.
I like both just fine.
Yeah, but I mean.
Did you ever put ketchup
on
the box kind?
No.
That's a Mahomes kind of deal there.
Ketchup on mac and cheese? Were you about to say you do that, Cam? Oh, okay. You were disgusted. Okay.
People do.
Yeah, I was
people
confused.
Do that. That's a Mahomes thing.
Got to be honest, though. Like I said, I used to eat like pork chops a lot with the mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Like hamburger steak sometimes. I do like when the 57 sauce or the barbecue sauce sometimes like mixes with the mac and cheese.
Fine. That's fine.
I like
when
that.
When you
ketchup though,
dump
no.
it on it, that's an issue.
I don't like when I have it on the plate, like I'd keep the ketchup away, but the 57 sauce or the barbecue sauce, sometimes I'll mix in a little bit.
You're making me want a pork chop now. I hadn't had a good
that
pork chop in a while.
That was my favorite meal growing up. Pork chop, fried pork chop and mac and cheese and like corn, like cream corn or mashed potatoes, and then you could just kind of mix them all together and kind of get a roll.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. You prefer the fried pork chop?
Yeah.
Believe it or not, I was actually a grilled pork chop
guy. I like
guy.
Grilled pork chop, but I love the fried pork chop.
I mean, I like the fried pork chop.
Man,
don't get me wrong.
Give me a good fried pork chop.
I prefer the grilled taste with the chop. I might make
my
some pork chops for lunch.
Fix me a fried pork chop. Because when Kendall fixes pork chop, she does the grilled. She says she's looking out for my long-term health.
And that's kind of her to do that.
Yeah, but I do miss the fried pork chop and the macaroni and cheese, a staple of my childhood. But I had to wear Husky jeans my whole childhood, so maybe I should have laid off the fried pork chops.
You like any gravy on there?
Nope,
just
no gravy.
They don't need gravy.
57. I like 57 sauce.
57.
57 sauce.
Oh.
A little zest.
I used to just go barbecue sauce. I never thought about going with the 57.
57 sauce and barbecue, or in the 57 sauce and fried pork chop.
That's a southern staple meal right there. Fried pork chop, mac and cheese, mashed potatoes.
We all had a day of the week where we got one of our meals. My stupid brother would always go meatloaf. And I'd be like, oh, I hate Mondays, Mom. No more meatloaf. Whenever Will Ferrell screams, Ma, the meatloaf, I'm like, no, Ma, no meatloaf. Can I just have a sandwich tonight? I'll just eat the sides. Those nights I would just get extra mac and cheese.
I didn't really like meatloaf growing up either.
I hated meatloaf growing up.
The dried ketchup?
I still don't like meatloaf.
Because of the ketchup?
It's just the whole thing.
Yeah. Just a loaf of
just
meat.
The name.
It's a gross name.
The name doesn't do it for me. It's just
meat
a loaf.
Loaf.
Of meat.
Meat loaf.
then you throw some ketchup on it, and I'm just like, ugh.
I think of
disgusting.
Think of like one of those big, ugly lunch ladies.
That's what I'm
thinking. Named Helga.
Yeah.
She's got a big boil on her cheek.
And you're thinking
meat
maybe
loaf.
Throw some sloppy Joes. Like, think of that. But no, the meatloaf, definitely just the name meatloaf makes me think of a nasty lunch lady with nasty moles.
Big
and just,
boils. Helga.
Just hair seeping out.
No hair net.
It's funny how that happens.
Meatloaf.
My brother loved meatloaf. I was like, what is wrong with you?
Sloppy Joe is a gross name, too, but it's a good food.
Depends. I never ate the school Sloppy Joe's.
No?
No, but my mom's Sloppy Joe's was okay.
Now I want Sloppy Joe's. I want pork chops and Sloppy Joe's. That's what I'm going to have for lunch.
Do you ever find a story?
Kid does an impression of his mom doing something.
Oh, okay.
That's the coolest story I've ever heard in my entire life. That's insane. Can I hear it again? Do you have time?
This poor boy walked in on his mother getting banged, as the article says, and he did an impression of it right to her face.
Oh, I saw this video.
Kids really do say the darndest things, don't they? How cute is this?
She wasn't too embarrassed because she posted the video.
Yeah, but she was in bed with a man, and he started doing an impression of it. And there's really no more to this story other than that would be very embarrassing if it happened to you, probably.
Kid's probably going to remember that and be traumatized, and he'll always think about that.
That's kind of like, you know how people talk about, like, getting it on in front of your pet? I've always thought that's weird.
Frank will just jump off the bed or go to the...
He knows it's time to leave the room.
Or go to the foot of the bed and just stare the other way.
He knows.
New York City woman pays off $102,000 in student loans. And celebrates the funeral.
Oh, she died?
No, that's what I thought when I clicked the story, but she just had like a funeral for her debt.
That's odd.
And just like buried her loans. I thought she had finally paid them off and died, but no, she, I would have liked to have gone to that. $102,000 in debt, she got it paid off. She looks young. $32,000 away in 8 months, it's pretty good.
Jesus.
She took odd jobs, put a dog on, babysitting, made extras on TV shows for cash. All right. Enjoy your weekend.
Atlanta United this weekend.